Let's see if we can reverse engineer how these handlers get assigned to you. So let's say there's some secret society, and there's a few people, leaders or whatever, and it's usually gonna, it's always gonna be a, like a sex cult or a works-based system. It always leads to dark side. You know, anything in secret, right? We preach the gospel not in secret, but in the open. Jesus alone saves. We don't do it in secret, we do it in open. But these cults, these legalistic cults, always, I had a preacher tell me that. He said the cults always lead to a second cult, you know. And he said, he used Galatians 5:19, and that's true. Always drinking and stuff like that. So a cult in and of itself is death, is a death cult, right? And it's not going to rise up unless it gets new members, right? Kind of like a pyramid scheme. And so a lot of times these churches are the same way. A cult or an ism or a church or any kind of box is not going to rise up unless it's got its members doing some work, you know. What was that cult recently? Nessium or something? I mean, just one person and one lady and getting people involved in that cult. Why do they always have to recruit new people, you know? Because it's a death cult. It will destroy itself. It gets bored, it gets lonely, it's miserable unless it can get some new recruits, you know? I'm just reverse engineering it because I know it's death. And so anything death is zombie. Anything zombie is a vampire, and they have to have new recruits. And you look at the corporations, the jobs, the government. You look at the fractal, and it's all the same. So let's say it's a Masonic cult, and the new members come in, and they're on the lower level of the pyramid, and they're just useful idiots. So a lot of these handlers are handled, and that handler is handled, and they always want to know what's going on in your life, in your world, and you don't even know these people. And if you think about growing up, if you didn't have a mom and a dad, then there was a deficiency there, and usually they're too busy to really know what to do right. Medical and all that. And so you look back and you say, well, how did I even survive that? Because as I got older and I spent time studying the medical and the sugar and all that, your parents and your grandparents and your aunts, they were all believing lies about the food and about health and everything. And so the handlers and the handlers of the handlers, it's a pyramid scheme. Has to be. The devil's scheme has to be a pyramid scheme. And they have to sacrifice somebody to survive. And so the low man on the totem pole usually gets sacrificed. The lower realm, they're going to get sacrificed. So as they rise up the pyramid, the more you sell your soul to the devil, less chance you're going to get sacrificed. But you got to rise up the pyramid, you got to sacrifice somebody. And that's got to be the pattern. I've never been in a cult. I don't need to be because I watch it as a fractal. And to rise up, so the one at the top is going to be, the top dog is going to be a lazy, demonic, warlock or witch. And don't think the cults and the secret societies, they have to be in witchcraft, because think about it. What is witchcraft? It's a lie. It's a fake reality bubble. Hath God said? And that goes back to Genesis 3. The devil said, no, you can create your own reality. You're outside of God's reality. I just saw an AT&T phone truck. I hadn't seen one of them in a long time. I might start investing in AT&T, because if they're starting to do their own work again, that was going to save them money. But anyway, these handlers, so-called, don't even know how to handle themselves. They need a handler. They don't even know they're in a pyramid scheme. They don't even know they're in a cult. They don't even know they're being deceived. It's sad. I'm going to work, but I can't really unfold this too much right now while I'm driving. It's good to talk while I'm driving because I'm in the flow. But maybe I'll do some rides here soon, and if I go to another city, I'll have a 30-minute drive back. I can talk my way through it, because I'm actually just working my way through it. I'm unfolding it as I talk. And so you know it's a cult, you know it's a pyramid scheme, you know it's zombie, you know that it's imploding in and on itself, and they have to have sacrifices and new recruits. You know that, just like the economy, the debt money system, the devil system's a debt money system. It's always getting worse and worse. And they're all gonna be in addictions of some kind. They wanna pull you into the addictions with them. They don't really worship the true God. They just worship the earth. That goes back to Genesis 3. They're going to worship the creation instead of the creator. Everything out of their mouth will be a Bible verse, but it'll be upside down. They take it out of context. They take the verses out of context, take the Bible out of context, take everything out of context to justify what they're doing, right? And so I'm trying to reverse engineer one of your handlers. It's going to be somebody's kind of dumb. It has to be. Because if you're not in a secret society, they're going to use the lower to next level handlers to try to pull you in. And they want to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So Delilah was kind of dumb, but she was good at the emotional side. But Samson was stupid, you know. He really believed Delilah. We've all been there, because every story that's in the Bible, we've all done it to a degree at some point in our life. So the sad part is you're in a Gentile nation, and so the priest class of Israel, God was speaking through them, to making them do right, you know. They were kind of overseeing everything. But the magician priest class of the Gentile system, they're trying to make you do wrong. Yeah, they want you to make money, and they want you to rise up in the system. But the more you rise up, the more you have to sell your soul, right? Because it's a devil system. And so this is why they want to be on your smartphone. They want to tie into your smartphone. They want to tie into your... They want to know everything you're doing, GPS, the drones, the airplanes at night now. They want to spy on... So Big Brother is like a... It's just a no-brainer that it has to appear in the system, because the cult has to watch all its members. Even its handlers have to have a handler. Even its handlers have to be watched. Because once somebody starts to wake up from the demonic system, they have to send people in to try to slow your spiritual birth out of this dead system, you know. So you're dead and you're born in sin, dead and trespassed in sin. So you don't really know what you're doing, so you need some kind of handler, a parent or aunt, uncle, grandparent. And then as you step out on your own, then you're going to need a boss, or you're going to need somebody to kind of push you to the next level. And so to just keep you functioning, you know. And so they're also going to try to dumb you down with drugs or drinking or something like that to keep you
sedated.
They got to sedate you with pills. You know, a lot of times people start, they say, you're going crazy. They go to the doctor and they sedate people. Maybe they're waking up from the matrix. Maybe they're waking up and they just have to sedate you so you don't wake up. And so I don't know if I'm going to talk about this again, but I'm going to meditate on it for sure and see if I can unfold it without even being a part of it.